There's a place in the library you probably didn't know existed.
There's a reason the public can't come in here.
That's that.
It would be an easy place to lose a finger. Ever wonder what happened to that library book you accidentally tore? It probably ended up here, in the book hospital.
Just a bunch of random things that come in here broken, and they fix them all.
This hospital's head surgeon is Victoria Berth.
Berth spelled like birthday.
She tells me she isn't actually a surgeon, but says she's the library's
book repair supervisor.
And she's seen it all. Warning, if book injuries make you squeamish, you may want to avert your ears.
Most common things that come back to us broken are probably where the spine is just ripped off. Hmm. Where the book is actually fine, but when people grab books off the shelf, they grab them with the top of the book and it rips the spine off. We get a lot of just torn pages.
Wait, you can fix torn pages?
We use what's called Japanese tissue paper to repair most tears. You kind of use it as if it were tape. In some cases, the repair is stronger than the book.
They may not be using medical terms, but book doctors have a jargon all their own.
Jaylene is over there working on a structure. Looks like Jordan's making a bunch of music pamphlets. And Elisa's doing a strip bind.
I found out about this place thanks to Roger Layton.
I'm Roger Layton. I'm the library's communication manager.
He knows a lot about the library.
Some books are just cheaper to replace, but if it's something we can't replace, we bring it in here and repair it. It's got a lot of old school things, giant paper cutters for cutting cardboard, all kinds of glue, sinks.
As part of the renovations in the library, the repair lab on the third floor will actually be moving downstairs to make room for more student study space. Roger Layton thinks it's a bright idea.
It has some of the best light in the library. You can look out to the south of campus.
I don't know if these machines have ever hurt anyone. But one thing's for sure.
It's cut a lot of paper.
Reporting for the Daily Universe, I'm Joseph Carson.